You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are following this breaking news story of a student shot at Taft High School in Taft, California, which is, I believe, about 30 miles south of Bakersfield. Originally, we were told that two people were shot. One had refused treatment for his injuries, but now they're saying one person has been shot. He is, from what I understand, has been airlifted to a nearby hospital. Taft, California is in the southern San Joaquin Valley. The suspect is in custody and believed to be another student. Apparently, the shooting was reported at Taft Union High School around 9 a.m. From what we understand, he was put into custody by 9:20. Now, I don't know if it took a full 20 minutes to get him into custody or if that is when it was reported. I mean, we had heard about it. News broke about the incident about 10:40 Pacific time. So all this had happened about an hour and a half prior. The sheriff's spokesperson said the wounded student has been flown to a hospital in Bakersfield. They believe it was a shotgun used in the attack. Taft has a community of about 7,000 people, 120 miles northwest of Los Angeles, but south of Bakersfield. So as we get more information, we will keep you posted. I mean, this is just ridiculous. You know, which is why when we talk about gun control, all right, and one thing we had discussed earlier today on today's show, because I was being interviewed by John Phillips on KABC, is while we're looking at guns, should we also be looking at the shooters and what medications they took, what their mental illness was? Absolutely, we should look at it all. I mean, we need to look at the whole picture. And the reason why this came into play in the news is because James Holmes is going through his preliminary trial for the Aurora, Colorado movie theater shooting, and they had found the police 4 prescription bottles. Right now, it has not been revealed what James Holmes had taken, what prescriptions he had taken, and if that had anything to do with the shootings or a psychiatric condition, which, of course, has to be something that has to be investigated, although we aren't sure if the prosecution will use any of that information or not. But, you know, I'm a little bit worried that Congress is wasting a lot of time right now, you know, deciding to pull assault weapons and how to plead both sides and, you know, should they violate the Second Amendment? Joe Biden had hinted that President Obama would use an executive order. Why aren't we upping the security in the schools? Why aren't we? All right, I'd like to know how this suspect was apprehended. I'm hoping within the hour I could give you guys the information as we get the breaking news on how they apprehended the suspect in Taft High this morning. But, I mean, was there an armed guard? Was he the one that was able to stop him before he could shoot more? As far as I'm concerned, the discussion that should be happening right now today is what should we be doing for this afternoon and tomorrow? This should have been the discussion the whole time. Instead of people giving Sheriff Joe and others a hard time about having armed guards, posse, police officers circulate the schools, all right, you know, before people start to give these people hard times, upping security in the schools should have been done by January 7th when people came back to school this Monday. That's what should have been the discussion. Instead, for a month, we've been talking, or close to a month, we've been talking about which weapons to ban. Okay, and some of you may agree. Some of you may agree we got to take the guns off the street. All right, but if they're talking about, let's say, semi-automatics, this guy today, this is a shotgun. So are we going to now ban shotguns? Are we going to take everybody's gun away? And are you going to assure us that every single person's gun is going to be taken away? Are we going to violate the Second Amendment? All right. And now none of us have any protection against anything. I mean, this is a very, very scary situation. We cannot have our kids shot in school. And we need to up security now. Whether you're for guns or not for guns, I think we're all against gun violence. And I think we all appreciate the security that our police give us. I know Obama appreciates his Secret Service security he gets. If Obama thinks Secret Service and their guns provide him enough security, then I think we need to provide our kids security as well. If the president gets to be protected, so should our babies. I don't think the president is any more important than my child or your child. No, we're all equal. And I think we should have protection. Okay, now maybe we don't need Secret Service revolving around each and every kid, but there needs to be protection in our schools. Israel does it. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you can't do it. It's too expensive. They've legislated that a part of the country pay close to 40% of taxes, but they don't want to legislate everybody else doing it. Okay? Maybe they need to cut on some of the funding to Planned Parenthood. I mean, I think it's great that women are getting pap smears. I think it's great women are getting birth control. But if I had to ask for them to prioritize where spending should go, I'd still say our children come first. Absolutely. In news today, Ned Wertheimer, he was the doorman in the Jeffersons, known as Ralph. He was there all 11 seasons of the Jeffersons. He dies at age 89 in a Los Angeles nursing home. Didn't he die a week ago? He had fallen. Huh. That's interesting. Looks like he had died a while back. I apologize about that. That came up on my breaking news today. And unfortunately, I guess that was not breaking news. Still, I think Sherman Hemsley died in July. When did he die? I don't know. I love the Jeffersons. I was a huge fan of the shows. Okay, so we got a lot to talk about. We got some medical news. We got, looks like some hearing advancements in deaf mice. We got a pap smear test that could possibly pick up cervical cancer and in addition to cervical cancer, ovarian cancer and endometrial cancer. So we want to talk about that. We're also going to get to your questions and emails if we have time. So please don't go away. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be right back.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello? Oh,
congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I know you all have plenty of choices when it comes to radio, and so I'm really honored that you listen to our show. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Whenever we get breaking news, that's where I post it, and it is linked to our Twitter account at Dr. Dahlia. So for those of you that don't have Facebook, you can always catch us on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to also post all the news updates on that yet. I am working on that. Okay, having a little bit of computer problems here, but I'm still going to try to get you guys as much news. Now, in Iowa residents who suffer from attacks from severe allergies and epilepsy are now going to be protected under the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act. Now, I don't know if other states are going to be able to take this on as well, but apparently the case had been started by Sharon Knutson, 30 years old, of a mother in May 2011, who had sued Tiger Tots Community Child Care Center in Madrid, Iowa, after the facility declined to accept her child because of the child's tree nut allergy. The district court had ruled that the Iowa Civil Rights Act does not protect the child, but the appeals court, however, said the lower court erred in not considering a 2008 amendment to the America with Disabilities Act that may protect the child from discrimination. Knutson's attorney views the decision as a victory for anyone else with epilepsy, severe allergies, or other serious medical conditions. Now, I know some of you have been kind of looking at this as, okay, well, wait a second. If the school is afraid to take on a child who could possibly go into anaphylaxis, and the school doesn't feel like they have the medical personnel or the trained staff, you would wonder why the parents would want the child to go there. Now that doesn't mean the school should discriminate, but my concern about suing the child care center is if they don't think they can handle it, I would not put my kid there to begin with. You know, I mean, if they're that intimidated, I mean, I would want my kid to go somewhere where they're like, we got it covered. We got EpiPens. We got a great system here. We know how to identify allergies. We'll make sure that the food doesn't have any of that. We'll make sure the kid doesn't go into other kids' lunch boxes. I mean, I would want a school to say we got it. But if this other school says, I don't know if we should, register them because I don't think we have our acts together, I would fear for the kid's life. I don't know if I, as a parent, would sue. I would take my kids somewhere else. I mean, if they don't have their act together. But I do understand you don't want any discrimination, and so that's why. And thank God we have it. The Americans with Disabilities Act exists. I just kind of find that odd. Schools do have to up their standards. They do. It's just my only worry is them trying to up the standards. Do they really have somebody that can handle it? I mean, I'm pretty intimidated by schools and what they claim they're able to do and what they really can do. I mean, I always like to tour the nursing facilities. Now, true, most nursing facilities don't have a crash cart. Many of them don't. I mean, you know, they call 911, and they should. I mean, honestly, a school should call 911. We do not want them dilly-dallying if they don't know what they're doing. But, I mean, if a daycare, for them to discriminate against a kid, my worry was they really didn't feel comfortable dealing with somebody who could have an allergy, and it was probably too overwhelming for them. And if it was too overwhelming for them, that is not a good place for you to take your child, even if they didn't have an allergy, because the place doesn't have their act together, you know? All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking about yesterday how for peanut allergies, what they're planning on doing is doing this challenge where they make a little peanut slurry for people, and they try to increase the dosing, let's say, of the peanuts, just to kind of get people desensitized. That would probably be my next recommendation, where I would want, you know, if you did have a child that couldn't, let's say, on their own make the right food choices, and they did have an anaphylaxis, I would probably get them to an allergist, and I would probably see if there's a way they could desensitize. What blows my mind and what scares me about food allergies is there's so much stuff, if I could use the word stuff on radio to substitute for a word I need to say, in these foods that are prepared in restaurants. So you don't know what the heck you're getting. You have no idea what is being put in there. And so many people will use, I mean, now restaurants should disclose it, of course, but you have no idea what is being, you know, used and seasoned. And so, you know, you may forget that you have an allergy, or, you know, your kid may forget when they go out with another family, you know, and the family decides to, you know, take them out. And that's just some scary stuff. And I would hate to see somebody go into anaphylaxis. Now, speaking of anaphylaxis, there was some debate over a child in New Jersey, 4-year-old kid who was declined going to school. He could not go to his pre-kindergarten class because he refused to get the flu shot. Not the 4-year-old, but the parents. And the reason why the parents refused the flu shot is because he has an egg allergy. And most flu shots are made out of chick embryos, right? You know, there are supposed to be some batches by the health department. There are supposed to be some batches that are that could be used for egg allergy patients. And people have to check individually, you know, if their health department carries that. But there's been a lot of debate of, you know, okay, well, should the kid get the vaccine anyway? And the doctor, even though New Jersey state law does allow, because it's a law demanding that for, you know, anybody going into daycare, pre-K, et cetera, needs to have their vaccines. The law does allow a note. Parents could show a note right, from their doctor that the kid can't take the flu vaccine, but the doctor didn't write that. The doctor wrote patient has an egg allergy because, of course, he's liable. If he says the kid doesn't need to get the flu vaccine, and God forbid the kid gets the flu and dies, and we've been seeing kids die of flu this year, he's liable. So like we were discussing earlier in the show, he just did what he had to do. And he then doesn't overstate and put himself, you know, up for liability. So he said what was the truth. The kid has an egg allergy, but that wasn't good enough. So the kid's not allowed to go back into school, and the doctor offered a challenge. He offered to the parents that they could challenge the kid with the flu shot and watch him for 45 minutes. Well, for those of us with allergies or who are have seen anaphylaxis with a bee sting, we know that you can't predict when the anaphylaxis could happen and if it's going to happen the next time. And so I was always able to take Bactrim, and my doctor wanted to give it to me, and I just had the heebie-jeebies for some reason, even though it would have been the 17th time I had taken it my whole life. And I go, you know what, let's avoid it. I got a bad feeling. And they're like, no. He's like, no, this is what I want. This is what you're going to take. So I took it, and immediately I started to bleed under the skin. I had these petechiae. My urine turned brown. I had aches. It was horrible. I reacted so violently to it. And now I can never take sulfa. And so, I don't trust. If you think something could go wrong in terms of allergies, I empathize with the parents. That's a rough one. Now, could he get the flu shot that is composed without the chick embryos? Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, when you have a kid with an allergy as a parent, you are a little, you're hesitant. You know, they're hesitant, you know, but we do have to keep in mind that people are dying from the flu, and these kids that have died from the flu recently this week, were healthy kids too. Some of them were teenagers. Robust, healthy-looking teenagers dying of the flu. Now, some people say, well, you got to vaccinate everybody so they don't go to school and get other people sick. Well, in this particular case, I mean, if these other kids are vaccinated, are they going to get the flu if somebody has it? You know, we call it herd immunity, where if everybody else is vaccinated, it may not be around infect. Well, herd immunity is a little more complicated than that. So, we're kind of watching that debate. Luckily the kid's in pre-K, so it's not like he's going to be missing some eighth grade finals or high school finals. But then, you know, we had a story where nurses were fired because they wouldn't get the flu shot. Now, does a hospital have a right to fire staff because they won't get the flu shot and they could transmit the flu to somebody else? You know, if they come down with the flu before they start getting symptoms and they transmit it, should they be allowed to work in a facility? And are we allowed to fire people if they don't want to take an injection because they're afraid of the injection? The flu shot is safe. But yes, there has been times in the past when people have had a reaction. So, some people, they don't believe in putting something in their body when they're feeling fine. And I can respect that. Even though I'm for the flu vaccine and I want everyone to get the flu vaccine, I can respect those that are a little bit scared of getting injected with something while they feel fine, and there being that one in a million chance that something could happen. So we're going to be watching that. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about some news-breaking, deafness advancements, and, of course, the list of Oscars. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, everybody always loves entertainment news. Even if you haven't been watching the movies that are up for the Oscars, some of us who like to red box things or, you know, rent, we still like to see the pictures before we get to hear about them during the Oscar ceremony. Now, me, I am so behind on the movies. I just think movies are now so expensive. I mean, I don't really have $40-$50 to drop, not to mention if I can't smuggle all the food my kids want to smuggle into, it could easily be a $60-$70 day. And, you know, there's not a lot of movies I have to see in the theater. It was really cool to see The Hobbit in the theater. Oh, crap, my computer just died again. This is crazy. Okay, you know what, guys? I'm having some computer problems, so I can't pull everything up. But I do remember from memory, all right? I'm computerless, but that's okay. I do remember from memory some of the winners, okay? I think Life of Pi is up there as best movie. I think we also have Lincoln. Now, Lincoln is a movie I have been dying to see, and I haven't been able to do it. Daniel Day-Lewis, Tommy Lee Jones, Sally Field. From what I understand, that movie was phenomenal. I haven't been able to see it, but I need to. I think from what I heard, they did a good job. I hear it is kind of slow in some parts. Well, I mean, you know, Lincoln. I mean, you know, back then, it, you know, I'm sure presidents weren't like, you know, Obama going on Jay Leno. So I'm sure, you know, might not have been that exciting seeing Lincoln sit in front of a fire. But for the most part, history is exciting to me. So I'm a huge fan. I think Django Unchained also made the list. I think Argo, another movie I have to see. We're up again. Les Mis. Oh my gosh, I need to see. My only worry about Les Miserables, and I'm sure some of you have already seen the movie, is when you see the play and you cry, and it's kind of one of the more manly musicals out there. I know a lot of guys don't like to go to these plays, but Les Mis is more manly because it has to do with, I think, the French Revolution. But phenomenal. It's a war-type movie. So anyway, Argo, Django Unchained, Amour, Life of Pi, Les Mis, Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty, Silver Linings Playbook was apparently huge this year. Never heard of it. And Beasts of Southern Wild. Now, Best Director, of course, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Ang Lee for Life of Pi, Steven Spielberg for Lincoln, Michael Haneke, Amour, and Ben Zietlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. Best Actor. All right, we'll either go to Daniel Day-Lewis of Lincoln, Denzel Washington for Flight, Hugh Jackman of Les Miserables, Bradley Cooper of Silver Linings Playbook, or Joaquin Phoenix of The Master. Best Actress. We'll either go to Naomi Watts from The Impossible, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva, Armour, or Quavenzhe Wallace. Oh my gosh, she's an adorable 9-year-old girl, Beasts of the Southern Wild. Supporting Actor, Robert De Niro, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Christoph Waltz, Alan Arkin, Tommy Lee Jones. Best Supporting Actress, Sally Field. Oh, Sally Field was also in Les Mis? Wow. Jackie Weaver. Oh, I wonder if she did the Master of the House song. I don't know. I got to find out what she played. Amy Adams for The Master. Helen Hunt. We were kind of joking around about the Oscars, how many of us sit there and they go through editing, they go through sound effects. And I, honestly, you know, people should get those awards. These are very important jobs. But unfortunately, they're kind of the most underappreciated during the Oscar ceremony. Everybody tries to fast forward. Everybody gets up to go to the bathroom during that. I'm not going to go into the best documentary feature or best documentary short because most of us don't watch them. Cinematography, costume design, but good for these people, you know, good for these guys. Interesting though, for original song, when I was listening to Skyfall by Adele, you know, Adele and Paul Epworth for, the Skyfall movie, I thought it was very, very good. So Skyfall apparently is original song Suddenly from Les Mis. I'm surprised they did any original song for Les Mis. You have enough songs in that. I mean, yeah, and you have phenomenal songs. So I'd really like to hear this song that they wrote for a musical where they really didn't have to. Pie's Lullaby, I guess. Everybody Needs a Best Friend from Ted. Oh, that would probably be my vote. I love the movie Ted. And then I guess original song Before My Time from Chasing Ice. No, Dr. Dahlia, not here. No, I haven't been in any movies. Hobbit was not blown off. It did get some visual effects nods, maybe up for visual effect. I also think, there's somewhere else I saw The Hobbit in. I think The Hobbit also got production design, makeup, and hairstyling. I don't know if I would consider Hobbit best movie. Again, when you have movies like Lincoln and Argo, which I hear were phenomenal, it's going to be very hard for any of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Also keep in mind, all right, The Hobbit is going to be another trilogy like Lord of the Rings, which means they get three chances. So my guess is one of them they're going to win. All right, that's just it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the pap smear test for me has been so crucial, which is why I get upset when task forces recommend to cut back on it. And one of the reasons why is I've been able to diagnose ovarian cancer from a pap smear. And how I've done it is if there's endometrial cells, usually they're supposed to be endocervical cells. Okay, you got your uterus. And you got your cervix. It's like a light bulb. The uterus is like the white part. The cervix is like the silver, even though it's all pink. Okay? The uterus is what holds the baby. The cervix is what dilates when you give birth. You know, when they go, she's 7 centimeters, she's 9 centimeters. Okay, that's the cervix dilating. So when we do a pap smear, we're really looking for cervical cancer. But every now and then, a funny cell from the endometrium, the uterus, or maybe even the ovary, will come down and be caught in the pap smear. And when I see that happen, is I immediately send them to gynecology for them to get ultrasounded, or I'll do an endometrial biopsy in my office. Well, now, finally, they're bringing up the fact that you can maybe use the pap to be able to pick up ovarian and endometrial cancer, because the cells flake off the tumors in the ovaries or the lining of the uterus. They float down to the cervix where the pap smear picks it up. They're very rare under the microscope, but using sophisticated DNA testing on the pap samples, researchers were able to uncover gene mutations that show that the cancer is present. So not only are you waiting for abnormal cells, they are able to pick up some of the genes. This is cool stuff. The new technique found all the endometrial cancers and 41% of the ovarian tumors. This was reported today in the journal, actually yesterday, in the journal Science Translational Medicine. Now, the research is in the very early stages, and we aren't going to be able to do anything right now with the routine PAPs, but they think the PAP gene technique could be a phenomenal screening tool. All right? See, whenever I've diagnosed ovarian cancer, it was in somebody who didn't really go to a gynecologist, who didn't believe in getting pap smears or pelvic exams and never went. And take it from me, who's had an ovarian tumor, all right? You have got to check those ovaries. 22,000 U.S. women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer every year. More than 15,000 die. Ovarian cancer is one of those cancers like pancreatic cancer. By the time you find it, a lot of times it's already a third or fourth stage. Pretty scary stuff. Now, of course, with Obamacare coming in and everybody wanted to save money with our healthcare system, they're going to recommend screening less pap smears. I mean, one of the recommendations is waiting till 21 years old for a kid to go and, you know, get screened if they were having sex at 12, 13. You know, I'm a little shaky on that one, because I think in 9 years, an HPV virus could do a lot of damage. I do. And so I don't know if I want to wait 21 years to examine, or, you know, till they're 21 and wait that many years to examine somebody. Not to mention, when you start to tell women that if they've had a hysterectomy but they still have their ovaries, or if they've had a normal pap smear, they don't have to come back for another pap or so, who's watching the ovaries? Now, when we do a pelvic exam, we do feel the ovaries. And if something feels hard and not right, we immediately ultrasound them. Again, my issue with that is by the time I feel something hard, I'm nervous. You know, just like, you know, people will say, Dahlia, I don't need to go for a colonoscopy because I'm not losing weight and I'm not bleeding. If I start to lose weight, or I start to have rectal bleeding, Dr. Dahlia, then I'll go for my scope. Well, no, if you're losing weight and having bleeding, well, then it's probably too late. That is not the time to go and get checked. We need to get the cancer early. So, you know, I can't stress enough for people to not blow these things off and to make sure you have a gynecologist keeping an eye on you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. We have 3 hours of the show every day. So anytime you want to call in with your medical questions, do so at 1-877-DACADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, if we are not live during that time. Oh, and we're also live on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Very rarely I go out of town. If I go go out of town, there may be a best of, so I apologize. But for the most part, I'm a working. All right? You know, with the exception of the Dr. Dahlia cruise where I'm going to take a whole week off, usually I'm here and I'm a working. Don't forget, by the way, to check out the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. We are leaving out of Seattle June 28th to July 5th. It's going to be a phenomenal trip going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. We still have some cabins left. It is going to be exquisite. I hope you guys could go. You know, people asked why Alaska. It's a little pricey compared to some of the other cruises. That's true. It is pricier than a Mexican cruise. It is. It's just Alaska is so exquisite. You know, I mean, many of us have been to Mexico and it's beautiful down there and that's great. But, you know, in the summer when it's hot, going to the crisp, and you know, it's funny because it's not that cold. I mean, when you're outside on the ship looking at the glaciers, you don't sit there and freeze. I mean, I could be out there for hours. It's the type of cool where it's not very windy, and it's just beautiful. So, I mean, I wish we could go every year, but, you know, we may try some other places, you know, if people want us to mix it up a little bit. But if you've never been to Alaska, this is why we want to take you. Yes, I don't mind seeing the same people year after year on the same cruise. That's great, but I also like seeing new people too. So please check that out. Go to my website. When you do go to my website, don't forget to sign in the guest book. I always like to hear where you guys are listening from. But more important, the reason why I do the show isn't for the cruise and isn't so I could sit here and talk to myself for 3 hours a day plus Saturday. It's to, you know, answer your questions. So if you do have any questions, like I said, even if you don't call in live, you could call our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll play at the next live show. Or, you know, you can email me. On my website, you can email me. Many of you kind of email me through Twitter and Facebook. That's good, too. But sometimes I don't check my Twitter and Facebook as often as the email on the website. So remember, you can get a hold of me anytime you want. All right. So we're still watching this Taft Union High School shooting that occurred earlier today. They do believe it is a student. Now they're saying that two students have been taken to hospitals. At first, they said two people were shot. One didn't want any medical help. Now, from what I understand, both students have been taken to hospitals. One, I think, had to be actually flown to Bakersfield. Officials are still trying to determine if the second student had been struck or was suffering from a stress-related ailment. All right. Right now, the conditions of both those students aren't known. Taft Union High School is, from what I believe, 30 miles south of Bakersfield. I think 140 miles north of Los Angeles. I'm trying to think about geography here. I know where it is, but I just don't know the mileage. Apparently, Sheriff Spokesman Ray Pruitt has confirmed that the suspected shooter was in custody and was also believed to be a student, and that a shotgun had been recovered from a building on campus where the shooting occurred. The incident occurred reportedly at 9 a.m. in the city of Taft, a small town southwest of Bakersfield. Students were evacuated to a football field, and as of 10:30, authorities were still searching the building. So I don't know if we're going to get that much news before the end of the show. But, again, this is just highlighting the fact that there's going to be more to decreasing gun violence than going back and forth in Congress on whether we should take the assault rifles out of people's hands. I mean, we have some deranged people out there. We have kids. We have grown-ups. And these people think killing somebody is okay. You know, now this person didn't turn the gun on himself. This person is still alive, suspects in custody, so we'll hopefully be able to find out a little bit more about why. James Holmes right now is going through his preliminary trial. We were discussing this earlier today. Apparently, police have found four prescription drug bottles in James Holmes' house that were seized after he committed the Aurora, Colorado shooting in the movie theater. And we do not know the names of those medicines, but I was being interviewed by John Phillips on KABC as to, you know, what could the medications have side effects? And absolutely, the Columbine shooter had been taking Luvox and SSRI, which has been shown to cause, in very rare cases, mania. You know, but we got to be very, very careful. Like I said earlier today, when you start to release what, you know, and like any medical conditions or medications that some of these people have, remember, the reason why we're trying to learn is because as we grieve and are in fear and shock with what happens, we also want to start to do something productive. And so we want to say, okay, well, fine, if somebody has this illness, we're going to screen them. Or if somebody takes this drug, let's get the drug off the market. My hunch, though, is the medications James Holmes takes and the medications Adam Lanza might have been taking, allegedly he was on some medications before he did the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, are probably some pretty common medications. That's my hunch, you know. And if you decide to look at non-killers and just decide to open up people's medicines cabinets, you're going to see a lot of medicines in there, too. You're going to see blood pressure medicines. You may see birth control. You may see antidepressants. You may see sleeping medication. So, you know, we need to be extremely careful over the next few days if anything does get revealed about certain medications. Now, I was being interviewed on, all right, well, then if, you know, people are on these medications and they cause these side effects, should we do something to control these medications or screen people taking them? Okay, well, that is an idea. I mean, I really don't believe in treating a person with mental illness just with a pill. I really think they should see psychologists, psychiatry, but it's expensive. Most insurances don't cover psychology or psychiatry. People have to shell out $500 an hour, not to mention many people don't have an hour. So you don't get the medical treatment and you don't get the attention that you need. Yes, I think that needs to be ramped up. Somebody had suggested, should we have government regulate these medications? I don't know, because, you know, I have a person whose father died or somebody who goes through a rape. I want to be able to prescribe them the medicine they need without asking the government to get involved. I mean, you know, these medications, I mean, the regulation that's out there is our training, the doctor's training, the physician assistant's training, the nurse practitioner's training. I mean, we are very well trained. And that's where the kind of the regulation is. I mean, we don't give these medicines out willy-nilly. My problem is what if these people aren't taking their medicines? What if they skipped a day? Apparently, the woman who drowned all five kids in her tub was on Effexor. Now, Effexor is an antidepressant. It's a very effective antidepressant. But my biggest criticism with it is if you miss a pill or if you miss a dose, you start to go through either a withdrawal or you start to go through some sort of a side effect, and it could be various. You could be shaky, you could be upset, a variety of things. Well, then my question is all these people that had been reported, you know, they went back and looked at the Columbine shooter, they looked at a variety of shooters or people who killed, and they looked at the medicines they were taking. Were they taking the medications? Just because somebody's prescribed doesn't mean they were taking it. Or were they taking it diligently and then missed a couple doses? And did missing a couple doses prompt them to go into a rampage? You know, this is where this could be very, very difficult. And then if we're going to start a person on a medication, do we need to see it through and make sure they take it? And then how the hell do you make sure someone's taking their medication? So this is going to be a very, very tough next few months, actually, of discussion. Finally, apparently, researchers at the Massachusetts Eye and Ear and Harvard Medical School looked at mice who were completely deaf that had no hair cells and were able to inject a drug that led to the creation of hair cells in mice. Normal hearing was not restored, but they were able to detect sounds such as a door slamming or traffic. Experts say it was tremendously exciting, but warned treating humans was still a distant prospect. They say a drug was used to target cells which normally support these individual hair cells, which do bring the sensory information that does go up to the brain, and it looked like they were able to restore hearing. Pretty cool stuff. I got to really hand it to these guys. I really do. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we got so much more to talk about tomorrow when we come back. Remember, please find me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please find us on Facebook. Anytime you need to contact us, we are available at drdahlia.com, and we will answer your questions. Please, everybody, be safe and God bless.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFePO absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.